Hey, what up, what up, what up, party people, it's your boy Rodney Perry. Welcome to the podcast. Wanted to reach out, holler at y'all this morning. Right now it's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is Monday. Tomorrow, I put up my improv show, and I'm really excited about this group of human beings I got. It's an all-star show, so I reached out to several of the people that have taken my class before, brought them in, along with Terry J. Vaughn, who are a renowned actress. She took the class, and it's been nothing but enjoyment, and I mean, they're all so talented. It's amazing to watch. So, we put up a show tomorrow, and so if you hear this between now and Tuesday, come holler, man. It's going to be crazy. The weekend was very awesome. I was at home for the most part. You know, it's summer, so the kids are out, so they think of stuff to add to my personal schedule. And that's just that, you know. You got to make sure they're safe, and so you go. But it's a trip because my daughter is dating this young man. And it occurred to me, you know, because as a father, you just want to be like, you know, angry and salty toward the kid that's trying to, ultimately trying to take down your daughter. But I'm like, yo, well, you know what, Rodney, this guy's a kid, you know. And, you know, I had a conversation with them. I was telling them, I'm like, you know, he graduated high school. She is going into her senior year. And I told him, this might be y'all last summer together. I mean, you know, people move on. People go on to the next thing. And I know this feels like forever right now, but it may or may not be. I mean, if you're lucky, you get to spend a lifetime together. But the odds are heavily stacked against you. So the question I pose today to you, my listeners, and first of all, thank you for listening. And please, if you're on iTunes or any of the other platforms, please comment and like and let folks know, man. It's the podcast with Rodney Perry. The question I pose to you is, do you still have contact with your high school sweetheart? Are y'all still friends? Or heaven forbid, are y'all still together? I didn't have no girlfriend in high school except toward the end. And she went to another school, so we didn't have to see each other every day. Octavia Turner. And we're still friends. Like, I mean, you know, Facebook helps. So we follow each other on Facebook. I see her life and, you know, her new man in her life and her children and her weight loss journey. It's really a pleasure to watch. And somewhere in my heart, she still holds a place. But I'm pretty sure we'll probably never be together again. And that's the point I made to my daughter. Is that crass? Is that not cool? Was I wrong? I don't know. Another thing happened this weekend. I got out. I inherited some lawn equipment when I bought this house. And it's all on a blink. So I had to go out and buy a lawnmower. I bought a lawnmower. I bought a blower. Oh, this blower is amazing. I bought an edger. And this shit is so dope. So the edger, the blower, and the trimmer all is interchangeable on the same device. So you take the head off. Like, I'm like a transformer out there in this yard game. And why did Rodney, why you need a lawnmower, Rodney? It's people that, yes, it's people that do that. But you not find out. These lawn dudes is gangster. Because they know they got you. They know you got to get your yard cut. Or you're going to get thrown out the damn, or fined by your HOA, homeowner association. So they charge you whatever they want to charge you. Like, let me tell you, I had a Mexican dude, Ruben. Ruben used to be awesome. Ruben, and thanks to Trump, Ruben got thrown out the country. Shit. So now I'm out there cutting grass myself. It was my workout yesterday. When I tell you, my whole body is sore from cutting this damn yard. I ain't even going in the backyard. So I just hate being at the beck and call of anybody. So I got a couple of specifics I asked of any lawn. I said, look, I got these pine cones in my backyard. I want them up. I want all the sticks and the pine cones up and out. Put them shits in a bag, put them shit on the curb, and the garbage people come get them. This dude tells me, nah. You know what? Matter of fact, while I'm going through this podcast, I know I podcast about this before. I'm sorry. But it pissed me off, man. No, I can't do that. You can't do it. Man, if you don't get off my damn phone. So you know what? I'm going to cut my own damn grass. That's right. I'm going to cut my own damn grass. All right. So, what else? Not a whole lot. I'm down in my basement right now, and I gotta clean up down here. This is getting ridiculous. Shoes and shit. Back to the workout. I'm about to take on a trainer. One of my friends reached out to me, Leanne Amos Reed. Her weight loss journey is another one that has inspired me. She had a baby. She was like a video vixen. Then she had a baby and blew up probably 100 pounds. And she went to work. And now she's like a fitness model and bodybuilder and all this great stuff. And I'm just so impressed with her. So she reached out to me. She's going to do a reality show on Amazon Prime. And she asked that I be, you know, one of her clients for that. And she offered it to me and my wife. So we're going to take her up on the meal plans and all. So y'all look for the new and improved Rodney Perry. I'm about to take it to another level. Yeah. Take it to another level. All right. So that's what's happening right now, man. I hope you guys are well. And surely we'll talk soon. This is the podcast. And, you never know. We could go live any minute. Be good. Hey, thanks for listening.